somberly, what an appropriate title right there. There goes You Too, With or Without You. You were talking to, or we were talking to, Antonio. And Antonio and his girlfriend, they decided to have a baby. And as it turns out, after she found out she was pregnant, she said that she might want to have an abortion. He'd been living with her, raising her four other children from another father. And they wanted to have a baby together. And then once she got pregnant, she's not sure if she wants to keep the baby. She might want to go out and start a new career for her. Antonio's devastated, so he wanted our advice. Now to the ladies, 766-9370. And what I told him to do, or what I advised him on, was she's not going to be happy if she has the baby. You're not going to be happy if she aborts the baby. I don't know where else you can go from here. So, 766-9370, let's go to Shelly. Shelly.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Shelly.
Welcome.
Hi. I wanted to say that I was in an abusive relationship, and it started when I got pregnant. So sometimes when that kind of thing happens to you, you maybe unconsciously think that when you have another child that it may start again.
Oh.
And to be clear, she was abused by the previous father and relationship, not Antonio, who called.
Correct.
Yes, that's correct. So I do understand that. I know that when I got pregnant with my daughter, and it was with my husband, who I have now, he's never abused me, but there was some still lingering doubt and thoughts that things could happen again.
So the bad memories come out, and you think, oh my gosh, this can happen again, just because that's what history has taught you.
Yes, and so the other thing I wanted to say is if she ends up not being pregnant, it may be a blessing in disguise, and he can try to find somebody else that he can have a life with and children with. I think that they are not going to be able to have a good relationship, because if she's going to flip-flop on something like this and she has a kid with him, she's going to flip-flop on other things, and it's just going to make it worse, and bringing a child into that situation is not fair.
Yeah, you got to get you two, meaning the husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, figured out before you bring a third, or in this case, fifth, into the family.
Yes.
Appreciate it, Shelly. Let's go to Angela. Angela, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Calling about Antonio. I was in the same situation when I was married previously, and it's a different scenario. My husband did the flip-flop when I was married to him, and to this day, I regret choosing him over having a child. We're no longer together, but that haunts me every day.
Whoa. So, Angela, you chose to stay with him, and he didn't want to have the baby, but you were pregnant, so you did abort the baby to keep him.
Correct.
Is what I gather from what you've said, and to this day, you're regretful because you're no longer with him, and you wish you had the child.
And I have no children.
And you have no, wow.
Oh, man, I am sorry you had to go. That's hard. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's very hard.
And
it's very hard.
How old are you now, if you don't mind, or how long has it been since this happened?
When I married him, I was 23, and we divorced when I was 33, and I'm now 50.
Oh, wow. So this was a long time ago, but it's still with you each and every day. And
every day I see family, right?
And probably why you haven't found someone to have a child with at this stage in your life, I'm guessing.
Right. And it's just, I just don't have the trust. And like I said, when I see families and people get after kids, I regret it every day. So he needs to move on. If she doesn't want the baby, he needs to move on and do it himself. Because, like I said, he's going to regret it when he's older.
Answer me this, Angela. Why would you, because you don't like this guy that you married, you've been divorced now all these years, why would you want a child? I've never understood why women would still want a child from a man they despised or hated or did them wrong. Was it simply about the life you'd like to have back and nothing else?
We were happy in the beginning, and I was raised in a strong Catholic family where you make it work no matter what. Once you got married, you stick to it. You go through grinding care for me. We're married 62 years.
Wow.
So I came from that solid foundation. So that was my mentality, was making sacrifices for him.
And again, Angela, I hate to cut you short, but your phone's a little dicey, so I'm gonna put you on hold. But thank you for that, and I'm sorry to hear about what you had to go through.
I am too, Angela. That's hard.
Let's go to Erica. Erica, welcome.
Hi.
Hi there.
So I only got part of the story because I'm driving to Fairfield right now.
That's okay.
And And so I don't know how long these two have been together.
They've been together for a while. He's been raising four children that she had from a previous marriage, and they wanted to have a baby together. They talked about it. They've been trying. She turns up pregnant, or what they think is pregnancy, and now she's saying she doesn't know if she wants to keep the baby if she is pregnant, but he wants the baby.
This is a human life you're dealing with if you're pregnant. And that's not something to take lightly. And I understand that she's been abused. Like, I was from a family where, you know, there was abuse like that. And it can take a real toll, and I realize that. But that's also something to consider if they were talking about having a baby together. Like, you can't just, well, you can, but it's not fair to him that they're talking about, you know,
having a baby together. Let me put you where we're at. What would you tell him? What advice would you give Antonio?
Well, if she is pregnant, I would, if I were him, I would try to convince her to have the baby and that he would be there for her, because I'm thinking what she's afraid of is that he's going to turn out like her ex. Things were good.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Then there's also, if you don't get counseling or, you know, go to some family therapy or something like that.
Let's
to make
be truthful.
Sure,
this is beyond us. The counseling is needed.
You most certainly need to do that, because you're talking about bringing a baby into the world.
A life.
And making her feel somewhat forced into having it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's going to be so bad for that child and for that relationship, and that is not a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how you believe, I don't know if there's any one way to give the advice. So
no, and I'm certainly not qualified to do it.
766-9370, 8 o'clock hour, I promise, on to funner stuff. We'll get you qualified for that Harley-Davidson if you're caller 93, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 2 o'clock, and 5 o'clock, too. So make sure you're caller 93. Here's Def Leppard on the river.